while the white paper hasn't been officially published yet, yesterday's breakthrough seems to give us quite a good indication what it's going to entail. And I just wanted to know what you made of it.
Well, yeah, they are just reports at this stage. I still think there is room to manoeuvre, especially on gambling, advertising, sponsorship in football. If the reports are true in that they're coming to a voluntary arrangement with the Premier League to phase out gambling sponsorship, I think it's important to recognise that it would be quite a significant acceptance of the harm caused by gambling advertising, and it's been quite a hard-fought campaign to get to that point. So, yeah, there would be a little bit of happiness and pride in that.
The ban seems to only be focused on front of shirt sponsors, and it seems likely that sleeve sponsors and, of course, stadium sponsorships will still be allowed to continue. Just how much of a frustration is that?
I think it would be quite insulting to people's intelligence if football clubs just move a gambling sponsor 3 inches to the left or the right. No one's going to stick to that, and no one's going to believe that it's a truly effective measure to reduce gambling harm or prevent gambling harm. So that's why, to repeat, this has to come from government. It has to be a government intervention that stops football clubs signing these deals, because a gambling advert is harmful wherever it is. Young people, if they watch football on TV, are actually more exposed to pitch side advertising than they would be a shirt sponsor.